With the leaves off of the trees, damage from the fall snowstorms is even more evident. Most certified arborists agree winter is a season to prune trees to strengthen the tree and clean up that damage. Leafless trees allow arborists easier, faster access. It makes their job more efficient. They can see what they're doing, but even without leaves, some of the storm damage can't be seen from the ground. Trees store energy in other tissues once they lose their leaves. Any injury, like a pruning cut, becomes a priority for that stored energy. The plant uses the stored reserves to compartmentalize and close off the injury. During the winter, most of the plant's fuel can be directed at healing pruning cuts. Winter pruning gives more time for wounds to close off and harden off. This is important so wood-boring insects can't easily damage a tree. American elms are usually pruned during the winter months. The insect that transmits Dutch elm disease can't enter through a hardened wound. Apple, mountain ash, and pears should also only be pruned when they're dormant. They're all susceptible to fire blight. Fire blight enters trees through open wounds. Winter pruning lets the wound close and reduces the risk of fire blight. Maple, birch, and walnut trees bleed sap when they're pruned. Cuts on large old trees look really messy. Some studies show the heavy sap run may help the tree heal faster. The studies indicate the sap is a natural wood preservative. So, even though it looks bad, the sap flow is beneficial. The only time winter pruning may not be a good idea is when a tree has a lot of dead branches. The tree needs all of the live, sound branches it can keep for its own health. Pruning during the growing season assures all the dead branches get cut out. Many trees are neglected. They only get pruned by high windstorms or heavy snows. Studies show well-maintained trees withstand storm pruning. These trees are healthier and live longer. Contact a local certified arborist to prune and maintain your tree investment. For KUNC, I'm Tom Throgmorton.